וידבר אלוהים אל מוישה ויאמר אליו אני השם ואירו אל אברום אל יצחק ואל ינגב ואל קרשקאי ושמי השם לא נודעתי להם וגם הקימויסי אס בריסי איתום לוסס להם אס ארץ כנען אס ארץ מגוריהם אשר גורו בו. סתם בפשוטי של מיקרו רשי הסביר לי פשט דריבונו של עולם עשתה לי מוישה in the end of last parsha. You have to go back really to Seder HaPesukim, you know, maybe we'll be Magdim HaAkdom or something that we're missing. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu told his Shver Yisroi, I'm going back. He took his wife Tzipora and the kids and they're going to Mitzrayim. And we know he didn't do a bris milah. Chazal, the pasuk says, and the Moloim, the Malach came, wanted to kill Moshe. Tzipora took the stone, and she made a bris milah. Later in Parshas Yisroi, Yisroi sends a message: Moshe, I'm coming with your wife, with your kids. Ani ve'ishtecho v'shnei bonecho. If you don't want to receive me, come out from your wife. If you don't want to come out for your wife, come out for your kids. How Tzipora got back to Midian? In Parsha Shmois, Moshe is taking Tzipora with him. It doesn't say that she leaves. In Parsha Yisroi, Yisroi arrives again with Tzipora. So Rashi asks the Kasha, and Rashi says that when he met Aaron, when Hashem told him, you'll meet Aaron v'samach, Aaron told her, where are you coming? To take out the people in Mitzrayim? You bringing more people in? You're coming to take out the people, you're putting more people kidnap in? What Moshe taught? So the Welt says, Moshe, it's true, three voting, the Welt says. One shot, Moshe wanted to show them how he's convinced that Hashem sent him to take out the Yidden of Mitzrayim. Look, I'm bringing my wife in because I know we're leaving. If he leaves his wife there, why you left your wife? Are you scared from Paro? You're not so sure if she could get out. Another pshat, they say, he wanted his wife to see Kriyas Yamsuf. But she will miss Dan Tzfaldea Kinim Oiv. And Alan told him, you don't bring someone in. But I heard once a better pshat. Chayov kol odom lirois es atzmei ki'ilu hu yotzo mi Mitzrayim. Our chiyuv and emuna is to pretend we're going out of Mitzrayim. As I say, Lela Seder, a yid is needed to feel that he's going out of Mitzrayim. So if there's a way to do it, you for sure have to do it, right? So he told his wife, come in and you go out. The emuna is to feel you were dear and you came out. So he tells his wife, come in and you'll be yaitzim in Mitzrayim. But every year you have to work on it to come to that. So the real emuna is to feel that I was in Mitzrayim and Hashem took me out. Anyways, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and Paro doesn't listen and things become worse. So kivyochul Moshe Rabbeinu, the last pasuk in Parsha Shmoy says, "Umeoz boi ledaber el Paro, hareoiso lo'om hazeh, ve'atzel lo yitzalto." Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, you will see that it will work out. And then we start Parshas Vayero. Rashi learns pshat that Parshas Vayero was a musar from the Ribbono Shel Olam to Moshe. Vayero el Avrom el Yitzchok ve'el Yanke v'shmi Hashem lo inodati lohem v'gam akimoisi es brisi itom. What was akimoisi? Zog Rashi, I need to be mekayim. I didn't give them Eretz Yisrael. וגם הקימויסי הסבריסי לא עושה סלם אס ארץ כנען אס ארץ מגוריהם אשר גורו בו. I promised and I didn't do it. And the Gemara says, and when it will happen, מכאן לתחי הסמייסי מן התאיר. And he tells them, I promised Avram I'm giving you the Oretz. And it's going to happen in 2,000 years. And he's not asking questions. And you, Moshe, I told you you're getting out of Mitzrayim and you see that it's not happening and you're asking questions. And this is Be'etzem, the Aleph Beis of Emunah for a Yid. It says in the Torah, when someone learns, everything will be good for him, life will be good for him. And you don't see it sometimes. Hashem says, it's time. Everything comes in the end. It will take time till you will see it. So Hashem does Moshe Rabbeinu, to the others I promised, and I have to keep it yet, and I didn't do it yet. And they never had tainus, they never questioned me. And you, takes a week and you question me? Lochen. Now, Rashi, I'm sorry, this is the way the Medrash learns Pshat. The Medrash Rabbah. That Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I did not keep my promise to the others, I will do it, and they were quiet. Rashi, that is a Meforesh, changes a little bit. And Rashi in Pasuk Dalet says that you learn the Pasuk Hazeh. V'gama ki Moisi es brisi, I promised them to give them Eretz Yisrael, and I need to do it. So I'm asking you, go to Paroi, take my people out, and I will bring them to Eretz Yisrael, and this will be a kiyum of the Shvua to the others. Again, the Medrash learns that the kiyum to the others will only happen mikalat ches ha-meis min ha-toyer. And it's only a musar to Moshe Rabbeinu, they do not complain. Rashi, that is more nemon to pshutei shel mikro, what is v'gama nishamati lochen emor lepnei Yisrael? What is lochen? Feed the Medrash, the word lochen, because of that? It's not Moshe musar. Now again, carry on, go again to Baruch. So Rashi in Pasuk Vav, I'm sorry, explains the pshutei shel mikro that v'gama ki Moisi is not going on tchias ha-meisim. Again, we believe the Moses says, "Mikan chas ha-meis min ha-teire." It's going that I promised the others to give them Eretz Yisrael, and I need to do it. So please take my people out, and I will mekayim meshuvah. And here the pasuk says, "The four lashonos shel geula: Vayitzeisi eschem, vayitzalti eschem, vegoalti eschem, velokachti eschem, vayveisi eschem." So it's five lashonos, four plus one. As we know, Rashi says, "Keneged Arba Lashonos, we drink four cups of wine." And Kosher Eliyo was keneged the pasuk ve'evesi. So you have four Lashonos of Geula: is Hoytzeisi, Hitzalti, Goalti, Lokachti. And the fifth one is ve'evesi, is Kosher Eliyo. Why Kosher Eliyo is the fifth? If it's five, give five kosos. Now the answer is, Hoytzeisi happened. Hitzalti happened. Goalti happened. Lokachti happened. Aber ve'evesi is, we're in the way to Eretz Yisrael, but we're in the way yet. Till Mashiach Tzidkenu, we never finished together. So this is the Kosher Eliyo. Ve'evesi. The promise, the four Geula of Mitzrayim that really happened completely, we drink the four Kosher Shel Yayin. Aber Keneged, the Kosher Revi, Kosher Chamishi, the ve'evesi. So here Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu the five Lashonos shel Geula. It's interesting, Rashi and Psochim brings down another marker for the four Koises. From the three times that it says that at the Kois of Paroi, in Saramashkin, it says that three times it says Kois. So can I get the three times it says Kois and the Kois of Paroi, so we have three Koises. And then Zot Rashi, the fourth one is Koish of Birkas Hamazon. So the Shaila is, it's a Stira and Rashi. At one time we know that the four Koishes is connected Arba Lashonos shel Geula. And the other time is connected Shalosh Koishes that it says in Parois. When Saramashkim served Parois, it says three times Koish. What is the Shaykh is? Because the Geula started. Yosef was in jail and he came out of the jail. You write that Klal Yisrael will mishtabit again. But the beginning of the change was in the Yosef. It was the Atchalt of the Geul there was Yosef. That's why the Manavshach. So Rosh Hashanah and Yerbach said two terutzim. He said, "Keneged Arba Lashonos shel Geula, you could eat four apples. Klai Yisrael Nimshal LeTapuach. You could eat four nuts. Klai Yisrael Nimshal LeEgoiz. LeEgoiz Yoran. LeGinas Egoiz Yoranity. Why we choose the wine? Keneged Arba Lashonos shel Geula is Keneged the three Lashonos of the Kois shel Paroi." Plus Kosher Birkas Hamazon. But in the shir that he gave before Pesach, Shlomo Zalman said, "I'll tell you the truth why you drink wine." He said, "Chocolate someone likes pizza, someone like America, people like pizza, yeah? You can eat one pie, two pies, five pies, 10 pies. It goes out of your nose, yeah? Even if you love pizza, how much pies you can eat? Not pizza is shit, a big one, yeah? One, two, three, how much you can eat? Someone loves chocolate, one bar, two bars. Wine is the opposite. The more the guy drinks, he wants, he runs after the next bottle, yeah? Iron pool, yeah? Why? He said, wine is the only thing. The more you drink, the more you want it. He says, Kirvas Hashem is the same thing. The more you become a masmi, the more you want to learn. The more you become Kaddish, you want to be more Kaddish. When a person tells you, oh, I learned already, it means he's not very good. You know, after 4 hours, he closes the Seder, the Gemara, it's a start, but he's not Chashim Abachim. Chashim Abachim can't leave. The more Im Shomaya B'Yoshan Tishma B'Chodosh, Kirvas Hashem becomes more and more and more. The guy feels, I have to go vacation, I have to go away. It means it's missing in his learning. It's missing in his learning. So someone goes, you know, he's Shvach, but the one that is full doesn't need it. You see it B'Chush. The Choshev B'Bochim learn Ben Azmanim, the Shvach B'Bochim don't learn Ben Azmanim. I thought I'm all fakelt. Choshev B'Bochim will rest Ben Azmanim. The guy that didn't learn during the Zman, Choshev will learn Ben Azmanim. And I see his Nishtas here. The guy that battled the whole Zman battles Ben Azmanim. And the Masmin learns also Ben Azmanim. But this is the answer. And Kibbutz Hashem, the more you close to Hashem, the more you want from Hashem. So B'Mele, the Geula, we drink the wine to show the Zelda Nekuda. וידה במוישה בני ישראל ולא ישומו אל מוישה מקויץ הרוח ומעבוד הקושי. וידה בראשם אל מוישה, go to Pari, let my people go. וידה במוישה לפני השם, היי בני ישראל, לא ישומו אליי, ואיך ישמעיני פארי ואני ארץ מוזי. Rashi says, this is one of the 10 kavachimers in the Torah. Moshe says, if Klal Yisrael didn't listen, what is the purpose to go to power? And the question is, the Pasuk said, V'leishomu el Moshe, mikoytze ruach u'mavoy nekosha. Power doesn't have koytze ruach u'mavoy nekosha. What kind of kavachimer? All the mefoshim shtar. וידע בני ישראל ולשומו בני ישראל קויצה רוח ומעבוי לקוש ויהם הבוי אל פארוי וידע במוי שהם בני ישראל ולשומו אליי ואיך ישמעי לי פארוי ואני הרע עצמוסי זוג רביני של אייבשיץ גבר וגבור זוג רביני של אייבשיץ דוש ולשומו אל מוי שמקויצה רוח they had a מסוירו who would be the one that will be goyel the one that suffered נויצר תאינו יויכל פיריו המסעבל על ירושלים זוי חברויה בביניונו פארוי had a מסוירו stated in the Medrash that the goyel has to come from Shevet Levi so he said I will not make Shevet Levi to work so the goyel can never be from Shevet Levi so Mashiach will never come Chazal tell us everyone know how Mashiach looks he changes his bandages the whole time Chazal bring down the Maisa that he sent Elio Hanovi, he sent him to see where is the Mashiach. So our old man changing his bandages. This is the Mashiach. What it means, this is the Mashiach. The Mashiach kibyochel has to suffer with the Golus. But maybe this is the reason Paroi did not mishtabit b'shevet Levi. So when Moshe came, Klal Yisrael told him, Yerbenis and Abi says, Mikoitzer ruach ma'avoyda kosho. Mikoitzer, you don't have it. You know, Miktsas, missing. You're missing Avodah Kosher, you didn't work. You can't be the Mashiach. So he says, this Klal Yisrael tells me, power that was not Meshavet Shevet Levi, for sure will think like that. Now what is the real answer? The Shlach Kodesh says, yeah, the next Pasuk, it says, Eile Shmois Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Reuven, Chanoch Palu, Bnei Shimon, Ve'eile Shmois Bnei Levi. Gershon Kehosu Meroch. Eile Rosh Bnei Reuven, חנוך פלוח הצרוי בני שמעון יומיל יומיל ואלה שמויס בני לוי פרק ווב פוסק יודלת תסבוב תזיין it's the same thing you're giving the list later at Shevet Levi you say the Yichus to get the Moshe but you say the kids of Reuven the kids of Shimon and these are the names זוג בשלוע הקודש that the Pasuk is coming to say, what is the names? Chazal bring down, the names is גרשון כגר בארץ נכריו, כהוס שכו שיניהם מהאבוידו, מרוריד אדם מסמרר, כושי האבוידו. Levi gave his kid's name and shame the Shibud. He was noise ba'oil. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out of Paro's house. He sees a Mitzri hitting a Yid. He was the first guy to kill a Mitzri. We know, unser Ashkofe, that the reason Klal Yisrael don't fight with the Goyim is not because we can't. It's a part of the Gzeir of the Golus that the Yidin are nichna to the Goyim. Hashem made it that 6 million people did not start back with the Germans, that they didn't get wild in the camps. I'm not saying it. Echo yirdof elef v'shtayim yonisu revovo im lo yikitzurom mechorom. Doesn't help to make tachbulas. We'll organize it, we'll have a strong army. When Hashem wants, nothing will happen. And if Hashem doesn't want, it doesn't make a difference that he will make a strong army. This was the answer what happened in Auschwitz. It's not the pshat that the people cannot jump back. It's a mefurish apostle. Echod yonis, echod elef, v'shnayim yonisu revovo. See, thousands of people and one soldier of Germany stands there with a gun. So part of Shibud Mitzrayim is the Mitzrim did what they want and the Yidden were like sitting like nothing, putting the kids. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, the first day he sees a Mitzrim, he kills him. What is the price? He needs to be killed, he has to run out of Mitzrayim. There's no way to run out of Mitzrayim. Ma'olam le'borach evet. Chazal say his neck becomes like a stone. I mean, b'derech hateva Moshe is gone. He was Moser Nefesh to save a Yid. Moshe Nefesh. Moshe was Vayar Vayetze Besivloiso. The mistake of Klal Yisrael was Moshe was in the Golus, but he was not in the Golus. He carried on. I said a Shmuz this week, Bochim and a Shmuz to Engelayt, and another Shmuz. And I'm saying it over again because it bothers me. Yidden were killed in France last Friday. 3 hours from today in a week. I was sure Sunday the Bismedal should be packed. No Yisra Be'oil. Chas V'Sholom, I don't want to make out like Chas V'Sholom. Hashem gives a patch. When Klal Yisrael is a body, gives you a bite, a mosquito bite in your toe. If you yell, I, so you are Yoytze the Yisurim. If you say, it's my toe, no Shach is to me, you get a patch in your face. You could be Yoytze the Golus by Noise Be'oil, by B'mishtatev. Feel in touch, feel connected. If you don't feel in touch and connected, you're not Noise Be'oil. You're not Noise Be'oil. When 2 months ago they had a whole charity in Arnof, so I was sitting in the Leviah and everyone was crying. And I said, crying is not enough. I want to see if Klal Yisrael could be nice about oil to carry these families. And when the spading were happening, I started to make phone calls to put a campaign. There was a lot of siyata d'shmaya. But the idea was, the Klal Yisrael would be nice about oil. Not passing pictures from one to each other, who has better pictures, how he's running out, running in. I said, this is not nice about oil. Oi, terrible. What oi terrible? What lemaisi you did? If you're not doing nothing ma'aseh, you're not noise about. This is Rabbeinus and Eibishitz Pshat. Yeah, but the words of the pasuk are not so gishmak. Ve'ichi shmaini paroi v'ani aral tzifosayim. There's no shaykhus that he's stuttering. It's dumb. So there's another pshat that Mefarshim say. There's a famous vote of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The Gemara says that Rav Ivya, he was in jail. And Oire, the Arab, came and made quack, quack. So he asked the Taya, the Arab that was standing near him, what the bird is saying. So he told him, the Arab, the Oire is saying, Ulish brach, Ulish brach. So Rav Ivya said, Oire is a liar, I can't trust him. Then the Yoina came. He was making shh. So he asked the Taya, what the Yoina is saying. said ulish brach is yoino klal yisrael nimshnu le yoino shma mino yisrach yish li nisa. He got up, the guards were sleeping, the doors were open, and he ran out of jail. The Oruch says mikan muchach sherav uvio hoyo yoidei asfas achayos. We see that Rav Uvio knew the language of the animals. Mikan muchach that he didn't know, the Arab knew. Zogim Chaim Shulem is his famous shmuz. He said he doesn't trust the Oireb because Oireb is alive. And how he trusts the Tayyar? Maybe the Tayyar make up the whole story. Yeah? The answer is he heard the bird, said Ulish Brach. He heard Ulish Brach. Oh, but he thought sometimes when a person is in jail, he hears what he wants to hear. You know, they say like when someone is in the desert and he's thirsty, he sees water. It's like a word for it. I don't remember the English word. How do you remember? He sees water. There's no water. There you run, but there's not enough community. What is the word? Yeah? But he sees water. He sees the water. He thinks that there's water. He gets there and there's no water. He thought that when he hears Ulish Brach, because he's in jail, so he hears that this is what he's saying. So he asked the other guy, what did it say? He said, yeah, Ulish Brach. Oh. Pauli said, you know, I can't speak clear. But Klal Yisrael, even if I tell them don't go out of Mitzrayim, they will hear it go out of Mitzrayim. And if they cannot hear that, you're right, they have Koytzu Ruach La'avoy Nekosho. But because of that, they really have to hear that they have to go out. The Torah says, I'm so not clothed that you can't hear it. Pauli, that doesn't want to hear that, and wants to hear that it could stay, he for sure will not hear. This was the Kal V'chaymah. You read the Klal Yisrael as Koy Tzuruach V'avoy Nekosho. But that is the reason that even when I talk not clear, that they could understand and want to understand that. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron vayetzavim el Bnei Yisroel ve'el Pauli melech Mitzrayim lohoitzi es Bnei Yisroel Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Don't take out guys from Mitzrayim. Pasuk means down. And we go back to Perek Vav Pasuk Chavov. Hu Aaron v'Moshe asher omar Hashem lohem hoitziu es Bnei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hem ha-medabrim el Pauli melech Mitzrayim lohoitzi es Bnei Yisroel me'eretz hu Moshe ve'Aaron. So Rashi brings down, so stiras ha-psukim here. Hu Aaron v'Moshe asher omar lohem Hashem hoitziu es Bnei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hem ha-medabrim el Paroi, hu Moshe ve'Aaron. One time Aaron ve'Moshe, one time Moshe ve'Aaron. Lo yedia sheshkulim hem. So the Beskarov said a gevald de kazach. And Pasuk Chavov, hu Aaron ve'Moshe, she'omar lehem Hashem, hoitziu es Bnei Yisroel me'Mitzrayim. Who was really the one that took out Klal Yisroel me'Mitzrayim? Moshe. We put Aaron first to show that he's the same. Who spoke?
Aaron.
Who spoke? Aaron. Right? Moshe could not speak. Aaron was speaking. Hem ha-medabrim, hu Moshe ve'Aaron. So in the medabrim, the pasuk is madgish Moshe before Aaron, to say that they were equal. And the one that I'm moitzi mi-Mitzrayim, the pasuk is putting Aaron before Moshe. There's also another diuk, Biskov says, the first pasuk it says, Hu Aaron and Moshe asher omar lehem Hashem hoitziu es Bnei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim al tzivo yisro. The second pasuk it says, Lo hoitzi es Bnei Yisroel mi Mitzrayim, and it doesn't say al tzivo yisro. Also, the first pasuk it says, Hoitziu Bnei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim, and the second pasuk it says, Lo hoitzi es Bnei Yisroel mi Mitzrayim. Skarov says, the first is two parts in the Golus. The fact that they were in Mitzrayim, Ki geri yezarach o be'eretz lo ilohem, Chazal said it really counts from Avram Avinu's days, and then was from the Shibud. The first pasuk is going at the physical taking out. So, is me'eretz Mitzrayim, and who? Al tzivois from everyone, even Shevet Levi. Pasuk Chof Zayin, we're talking about the Shibut. Amedabrim el Paroi. Look at the difference. The first pasuk is, Hu Moshe ve'Aaron, Yitzias Bnei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the Golus. The second pasuk is, taking out from the Shibut of Paroi. It's not me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's me'eretz Mitzrayim. Who? Moshe Aaron. And there is talking that Al Tziboisom. The Pesuk also repeats himself. And Perek Zion, Pesuk Dalet, Vehei, the same thing. Velo Yishma, Aleichem Paro, Venasati, Yesiodi, Voitsesi, Tzivoisai, Me'eretz Mitzray. And then it says, Vyod Mitzrayim Kenei Hashem, Voitsesi, Yes Bnei Yisrael, Mitoichom, from Mitzrayim. Okay, they go to Paroi. Kachis amate v'hashach v'ni Paroi v'yi letani. V'yob v'moyshe v'arim el Paroi v'yasekin kasher tzivu Hashem v'yashlech arim es mateyu l'vni Paroi v'yi letani. V'yikro gam Paroi l'chachomim l'mechashvim v'yasu gam hem chartum ממצרים בלועתיהם. V'yashlichu ish mateyu v'yi letani v'yiv l'mata arim es mateyusa. Chazal said, he told him, "Kshofim atobol ha'achnis leMitzrayim." Every kid by us could turn a stick to become a snake. So they say the Biskarov asked his kids, "There's a cloud that Kishuf only could hold 7 days. So why Paro didn't tell Moshe, leave the snake a snake for 7 days? I want to see if it's a Kishuf or it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam." So I don't know if it's such a kasha, but this is what they say over the Biskarov asked his kids. So this kid answered, because Paro thought maybe Moshe took a snake, turned it to a stick, and came here and turned the stick back to a snake so it could stay a snake more from 7 days. So maybe there's no point to leave it. Now, we'll start the Shtickel de Makis. Kol Yom HaRashem Ani Maki Bamate Asher Biyodi Al HaMayim Asher Bayoir V'Nefchu L'Dam. Listen good to the Pesukim. I know it's Chidushim, but you know, you're in the age that you have to learn Chumash. You can't carry on learning Chumash the way you learned it when you were in school. Take the stick and hit the water in the Yoir, and it will turn to blood. V'adogo asher b'yoir tomus. The second thing will happen, the fish will die. Ubo asher b'yoir, it'll be very smelly. V'nilu Mitzrayim lishtois mayim min ha'yoir. And the Mitzrim will not manage to drink water. Why the Mitzrim cannot drink water? Ezra, why the Mitzrim cannot drink water? From the oil. It's blood. So this is the way you write the Pesukim. Look in the Pesukim inside. Turn the water to blood. The fish will die. It'll be very smelly and you can't drink. I think you have to write, the water will turn to blood. You can't drink. Fish will die. It'll be very smelly. And the order of the Pesukim is, the water will turn to blood. The fish will die. The water will smell. And don't think it's only one time. Go to Pesuk Beis. Vayask him Moshe ve'Aaron. Vayofuch kol ha'mayim asher badam b'yoir ledom. Vadogo asher b'yoir meiso. Vayim asher yoir. Ve'lo yuchlu Mitzrayim lishtos mayim min ha'yoir. The same thing, even in the order that it's happening. Becomes blood. Fish die. Smell. Now, by the way, how long do you think it starts to smell when the fish die? I think 3 hours, 4 hours. Fish outside, how long it takes till it smells? A couple hours, right? Maybe I should have made a nest. The smell came very quick. Mechul, the order is not good. So as a machlekes, what happened to the water? And I want to tell you, it's two mahalchim to learn. Tesis is mahalach and the poshte pshat. The poshte pshat, the chkira is, the water became blood or it looked red. It's petal or it was blood? The das kenim learned it was petal. I'm not saying the flavor. It was regular water that looked red. It was not blood. And in Cheder they taught us that it was blood. Not in the schools in America, but in the Cheder they taught us that it became blood. Now, I'll mask with the psukim lefi us and lefi the daskenim. Maybe I'll start with daskenim of the rishonim. The daskenim said the water was regular water, so you could drink it. Now, it was the second makkah. Chutz from the water became blood, the color red, fish died. Fish died, the water started to smell. You couldn't drink because it was smelly. I want to read the daskenim from Bala Tesis, yeah. They learn tastes pshat in the psukim. Ubosh, lefi she'ilu lo yonivosh, lo yohoyu nimnoyim milishtoi samayim. כי אף על פי שמראה יודם טעם מוי הויו מים. First מהלך. Now, Tesis is offering a second מהלך. ושמו, even if it became blood, go and drink blood. They eat raw fish, and they could drink blood. ושמו יושייסי כמו שראו מסעוי למויך למטה. So two pshatim is really saying. One pshat, it was not blood. Second pshat, it was blood. Oh, but even so, they could drink. Lefichu chadogo tomus, kedei sheyivash ayoich. V'chein mashma, kedichsiv lekamon. Tadiyukim. Frek teitis akasher, baraze, hey, why it's makas dom, makas smell. The smell is the chefetz of the Nearly, this is the kateret. Shavosha ain't any keres. It's actually in a nicker, the smell. So we can't just have enough smell. So we speak about the color. But as they learn, taste is blood. And the taste is tiny, this is the pshutish of mikro. We don't learn like that, right? Say, we have to. I tell my kids, when you say dance for the Akinim, you don't say this pshat, it could be you didn't speak about the dance that happened in Mitzrayim. You're telling the kids the wrong makkah. Telling makkah's dance, what's makkah smell? If we want to learn like us, now, the fit to the Askenim is a lot of revoch. It says that the Mitzrayim dug around around Mitzrayim to find more water. Lechura, what was the point to find more water? Because that water really didn't smell. Moshe Zakash, my kids asked me, Alamol, if this is the pshat, it says when a yid took it, it didn't come blood, right? Oh, but what would happen to the smell? Well, the smell went away. It's nishklo, a lot of things that we have in Chazal, if you do mahalach of tesis, you have to know how to be mesada. So they dug around the yard and they took a mine, says the Pasuk. They have to Mitzrayim, Siva Sayo, Lishtois Kila Yuchlu Lishtois Mayim Yimei Yoyo. So they dug around and from there the Taki couldn't drink. No water, didn't smell. Someone asked me, I want to explain, first of all, don't taste this noch, yeah? So if the market was the smell, it says in Chazal that the water became red all over Mitzrayim. Oh, but that's not a problem. The makkah is to show that Hashem is the king. It's also that the Mitzrayim suffered that the oil smell. But to show the whole world that something happened, the water became. But it's very geschmack that it says that they dug around the oil to get water. What was the point to dug around the oil? Because that water would not smell. The way we learned in school that the water became real bloody, and they cannot drink it. So why the post? So our question is, why it doesn't say that they couldn't drink right away? Why it says it became blood, the fish die, it smells, and you can't drink? Fakel, the pasuk is coming to say the loike daskenim. Don't think it's better. I'll bring you a raya. The fish died because they can't live inside blood. Pum fakel. The answer on the daskenim, we learn the pasuk pum fakel. It was real blood. And then the fish in the blood smell much quicker. That's not even water, it's no fresh. The whole place became one stink. Blood with dead fish. And they can't drink. Oh, so you're right, they can't drink the blood also in the beginning. But Vadoga Shabayoir Mesa is a hemsha. We'll go weiter. So Lefios is like a very shrill. What is the point of Mitzrayim that they tried to dig around? They were trying to dig around the Be'er. What they taught? Fidudas Kedim, at least they were getting water without smell. Lefios, Rebel Povalski Tainas, maybe they taught that only what was dear the first day became bloody. New water, someone will import mineral water to Mitzrayim, will turn to blood when they walk in. Could be Nish. The market was for the water that is there. So they thought if they will dig and they will find fresh water, will not be a problem. Next pasuk, ve'yim ve'yim Hashem el Moshe ba'il pari ve'amartu lev kolam Hashem shalach ami ve'yavduni ve'meinet al shalach kol gvulcho ba'tzfardein. Frogs. So we have two shittas. Some learn that it's frogs, and the Rishonim learned it was crocodiles. As in the Shaitim the Ramban. And the Makis Tzfardei was not little frogs, it was crocodiles. And the Ramban learns Pshat in the Posuk, Rak Bayoir Tisha'arno, Ada Yoim Azeh. And he says, like when you go to the Nilus, you see crocodiles. So then we see in the Ramban that he learned that the Tzfardeim are crocodiles. And he says, Ve'ada Yoim Azeh, Shet Rak Bayoir Tisha'arno, it's down later, it's not in this pasuk by us, it's in Parshas Av and the pasuk of Arbe. Chazal say one big frog came and they were hitting it, and every bang that he gave, thousands of little frogs flew out. So the stipler every time would say, he brings down the biggest pellets. So stop the hit. If they were not touched, it would be only one tzfar there. So this is midas hakas. And a person doesn't realize how he damages himself. He gets so angry sometimes and he makes mistakes and more mistakes and more mistakes, and he digs himself deeper and deeper into the blood. He said, tzfar there came, don't touch her, nothing will happen. Every bang, we have to get rid of the tzfar there, chutzpah the tzfar there. They give her another bang. Mutzvadeim come out. Mutzvadeim. When a person is bekas, he does things unrational that are mazik himself. It's a Moshe min Paroi v'yitzak Moshe el Hashem. V'yitzak Moshe el Hashem. And Oroib it says Vayesar. Here it says Vayitzak. Torah should say that as a halacha that a mispar tzoruch lehashmia leoznei. There was so much noise from the tzfardein, he couldn't hear, so he had to yell. Then the pasuk brings down Emor el Aroin ve'achas sefar ha'oretz vo'ya lekinam bechol eretz Mitzrayim ve'yasu kein ve'yet Aron es yodoi ve'yi ve'yachas afar ha'oretz ve'yi hakinam ba'odom ubebehimo al kol afar ha'oretz ho'yo kinim bechol eretz Mitzrayim ve'yom ha'chartumim etz ba'aloikimi ve'yachzak le'paroi ve'lo'yishom ha'alem kasher dibar ha'shem. So the Mefoshim Migdam, that in Tzfardea and Dam, it says that it didn't happen in Eretz Goshen. It only happened in Mitzrayim. And Kinim, it doesn't say that it didn't happen in Eretz Goshen. Because the Kinim anyway was Ezba Elohim. All the other Makas, he had to show that it's Ezba Elohim by not happening in Eretz Goshen. Then we have another two makas. We have makas deva. And then we have makas bo. That or shlach Moshe Rabbeinu tells everyone, put everything inside the house. Something that will be outside in the soda will die. Hayores dvar Hashem me'av de paro yehinis es avodo v'smikneir el abatim. V'asher lo yisam libo el dvar Hashem v'yazer v'savodo v'smikneir basoda. A very hard pasuk. Moshe is telling everyone, tomorrow is coming above it. Everything that is outside is dead. The ones that are inside the house are saved. Hayores dvar Hashem, we hold in perek tes, pasuk yutes. Hayores dvar Hashem. Heinis aboiso, v'asher lo yishas liboy left outside. I'm asking you a question. Think you're in Mitzrayim. You're not King Paroi. You're one of the resident people. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Dam happens. Chaldea happens. Kinim horim. Dever shchim. Everything is happening." Rabbeinu says, "Tomorrow, borot. If you're outside, you're dead. If you're in the house, you're not dead. You will not move into the house." Hayores dvar Hashem. Paroi was Hichbidus Liboy. But what happened to the Mitzri? Chazal say on this, you know, it says, Toiv Sheberoifim Legehenna, we don't know what it means. Toiv Shebemitzrim Haroi, kill the, what's the pshat? Chazal say, Are the people that are not Yoreh Dvar Hashem were killed in Borod. Who are the Mitzrim that are left? Yoreh Dvar Hashem. And these are the ones that chase Klal Yisrael later. Toiv shebemitzrim haroig. This is their Yireh Shamayim. But what is the pshat? Why the people left outside? So I had a Rebbe, he was called Shemesh Adisi, Ma'al Masas HaMelech, it was Nifter. He said a Geoinus, he said a Miskerov, I think. He said that it didn't make sense that the Borod will not break the houses. Didn't make sense. But he more from that, he said, no one has place in his houses for hundreds of sheep. You know, in the old days, sheep, this is what everyone had. Where people will put everyone. So he says like this, the answer is, the Borod didn't break the houses. Why the Borod didn't break the houses? Strong houses, the old days. It was a halacha that the Borod kills outside and doesn't kill. So he said, if someone made a house, lovud, four strings, two as a pesach, and three lovers, the Borod didn't go in. So, Ayores Dvar Hashem didn't make a house. They put four strings, four two as a pesach, couple strings, and they left inside. To believe that the Borod could be taken controlled, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, that it, when it's a din house, it will not come in. And when it's not a din house, Ayores Dvar Hashem. They have to be Ayores Dvar Hashem. If you're not Yoreh Dvar Hashem, the So then Pauli is asking to daven that the borod will go away. Moshe leaves the city, and when he leaves the city, why had to leave the city? Why had to leave the city? Chazal say, because the city was full with Avodah Zarah. So while the city was full with Avodah Zarah, Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave the city. Perek Tes Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Ayetze Moshe Mimpar Yisrael, Vayifo Yisiskapo, and Hashem Vayichdelo Akoilos Ve'aborot. Why had to leave the city? Tes says the city was full with Avodah Zarah. So what happened to all the other Makkos? Why only in Parshas in Makkos Borot it says that Moshe Rabbeinu left the city? The answer is, in all the other Makkos, the city didn't have Avodah Zarah. What was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim? The ships. They're outside in the field. Forget down in the city, don't go outside. In Makkos Borot, all of the Yod Var Hashem put all the sheep into the house. Outside, everything is dead already. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to daven outside the city. So maybe only in Makkos Borot and Borot that Moshe Rabbeinu Taki went out. But before Makkos Borot, Taki Moshe Rabbeinu did not go out. There's one nekuda that I want to speak out a little bit, that we see what was the argument with Moshe and power. What is the argument the whole time? We'll see it later in the next parasha more. What Moshe is doing, Moifsin. What power taught? Pauli taught Moshe has super koiches. There's no question about it. And the Chartumim telling him the whole time, you know, sometimes they could, sometimes they can't. Pauli thinks Moshe is a super witch. The Chartumim not to look shofim. Pauli is even more from that. And Pauli the whole time argues, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'm a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is the Masa Umatan in both Parshas, Parshas Bo and Parshas Vayero. Lemoshe, Moshe tells Pauli, when you want the borah to stop? Pauli says, now it's 12 o'clock. Tomorrow, exactly now. Okay, I'm making a line. Pauli, you crazy? You're rolling to Moshe. Terem teidak yirov to Mitzrayim. Moshe, stop the ball when you want in 24 hours. It was Meshuggah. You never thought about what was the pshat? Pauli is yelling. Look at the post. Here, Moshe. Vayet Moshe, vayishlach Pauli. Vaymar Pauli kol Moshe. Chotosi lelekem. Sono achapam vatiru oilai. Hatiru Hashem the Rabbi Isaac Oilis. Rashi says, Rashi says, Rashi brings it down the first time, but and Pasuk Yud Ches, Kores Mocho, Mocho Kshtagia, Chamo Lukan, Yered Aborod, but in Makash Arbeiting it says, Yispoer Olai, What is the pshat? The teretz is, Pali knows that Moshe is a witch. Moshe knows how to move the circles and the worlds, but a witch doesn't have 100% control. You know, they know when it will snow. That comes a couple hours later, a couple inches less. They know, but Hashem is exactly. Hashem is exactly. Moshe's father says here, in this line, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes late, it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole makis is to show Paroi, I'm a shliach of Hashem. Paroi knows Moshe is very strong. Like I said, I asked before, why Ona Yoras Dvar Hashem? They know that Moshe knows what he's doing. The Chaltuim called Paroi every time, Haterem Tedak Yehov Demitzrayim? Haterem Tedak Yehov Demitzrayim? For sure Moshe knows what he's doing. But the Shaila is, if he's a Mechashev, he's strong, you know, they're very good witches. He today has a better gun. They have to get ready to find a better Kishuv to win Moshe out. And Moshe is saying, no, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the argument the whole time. There's no Shaila that Moshe has koiches. The Shaila, if it's the Ribbono Shel Olam or it's a Kishuv. We'll see best Hashem, we'll get the Parshas B'Shalach. When the man, Moshe says, in Shabbos will be no man. You know, Doson Va'aviram, they leave some bread, they put it out. The birds come and eat it. This is the reason we give bread to the birds. You never thought of this question. Every morning, it snowed man, 2 feet around the whole Machne. Yeah? 6 miles, square, 3 feet. These people, Moshe said, tomorrow no man. People decide, you know, they'll do it to Moshe. They hide man. How much man they had? 20 bags? 50 bags? In the morning they got up. Here, everyone will get up, they'll see you with man. Take it to the birds. The birds saved us. They ate it up. Let the birds not to save us. The morning they will come. It's slow man. A couple dribbles. The answer is, about it will not be the real man. But Moshe, you said it will not. It means you locked the doors there. Something fell out. So Moshe is not Hashem. You're a witch. You decided to do Shabbos and you closed the man not to come down. You said the names that make it to stop. And here and there a couple misses. Say it. But if it's Hashem, Hashem runs the world. There's no. If Hashem says no, it's no. It's 100% no. If Moshe says it will happen exactly, if it happens a minute later, it's not that. Makas b'choyres. Bachatzoy salayla. The same thing. If it doesn't happen exactly, it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the argument. And this is Be'etzem the whole time. Etz by Elohim. That the Mak is to show that the Mak is coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam.